this energy that exists in Tehran, this underground life, you know. From early on, Tehran was literally built under the earth. And it's not a myth. It's not a, you know, it's really a reality of Tehran. And it's written in all the history books about Tehran. Early 20th century, they call Tehran the Paris of the East. And they really, they have the plan of Paris and they put it in Tehran somehow. But it worked. You know, when you go to the Manoucheri Street or Ferdowsi Street and those areas, you still have the feeling of this, of that time. And when you go to the, like, 60s and 70s, Shah had the idea of having an American city. And there are so many articles about Tehran in middle of 70s that they compare it either with New York or with Chicago. Then after the revolution, the Ministry of Urban Stuff said that we plan to make Islamic Tokyo out of Tehran. So it's, you have the city which always wants to be progressive. Sometimes it's Paris, sometimes it's New York, and sometimes it's Tokyo, but in Islamic way, of course. The city is still, with all this censorship, with all this isolation, whatever, is still the energy which you find in Tehran, you cannot find it anywhere else, you know? Like, sometimes in Berlin, I miss it. You know, sometimes I say, no, I really need to go to a cafe in Tehran now. You know, this subterranean life of Tehran, it's really, really strong. And I think that's maybe would be one of the reasons that you have such a great artworks coming out of Tehran, in music, in fine art, in cinema, in theater, in literature, you know. That's what the city offers us.